G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
This week, the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty will formalize at a ministerial meeting scheduled for next Wednesday, July 24th, in Rio de Janeiro. Launched on July 8th, the Favelas 20 Forum discussed the issue and advocated for education about food waste and education on nutritional public policies in the communities. Regina Celli, from Favela Orgânica, a project dedicated to combating food waste, spoke about the importance of providing integral education to ensure less waste. According to her, education must be offered at school. It has to deal with people. We must learn to make the most of our foods, to really know what goes on our plates, what we're going to buy, open the fridge and the cupboards. We are going through something very serious. Public policies must reach the markets, which is where a lot of the food is wasted, into the SEASAs, food distribution centers, into daycare centers and schools. We need to work on food education. Waste is a serious issue. According to data from the federal government, 8.7 million Brazilians still face food and nutritional insecurity. David Hertz from the Gastromotiva project underscored that hunger is closely linked to people's living conditions. According to him, it is our duty to show that dealing with hunger is much more than distributing food. It means the right to nutritious and healthy food. We currently waste 8 to 10 times more than we need to eradicate extreme hunger. Favela Orgânica representative Regina Celli added, "With the food that is wasted, we can feed people who are starving." Their proposal was presented at the panel Social Justice, Building Bridges with a Focus on Reducing Poverty and Hunger, held during the Favelas 20 launch session at the Morro do Vidigal, Rio de Janeiro. From the G20 Newsroom, Fabio Fleury.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.